If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Entertainment news now. We go to Las Vegas and Cindy Perlman-Gaber. There were a lot of good Memorial Day weekend specials on TV, but Cindy, reading about this new Tom Hanks project, this sounds fantastic for anyone who wants to learn about World War II. Tell us about this documentary.
Good morning, Bob, and leave it to Tom Hanks, who's so good at documentaries, especially historical ones. He has this huge project with the History Channel, and it's all about the Second World War. They say, as their promo, that the Second World War has remained the most devastating and defining conflict in human history. And this is a 20-part series. What a huge commitment. The first three episodes have dropped already. You can get it on their streaming for history. And Tom is the producer. He's also a narrator. And they're calling this one of the big landmark documentary events of the year, if not the last 10 years, because it's just so intricate and so many details, things you might not even know.
So this is on the History Channel now?
It's on the History Channel, the first three episodes, and then every week one or two episodes will drop. And it's a 20-parter. So if you're into history, if you're into Tom Hanks, this will get you through the whole summer. It's a really long haul.
And well, Band of Brothers was certainly spectacular, and he produced
fantastic.
That, so I'm sure this one will be great. The Sinatra musical is coming soon, and this sounds like a winner, doesn't it?
It's such a winner, Bob. This is your soundtrack for your day. I ran into this yesterday. They dropped the CD for, it's called Sinatra the Musical, based on a new play that opens in London next week. Also Sinatra the Musical. And instead of a cast album, because the actor is singing Sinatra in the play, but they decided to not go that way. It's Frank himself. It's about 20 live performances from different parts of his career. It is amazing and filled with the classics. Fly Me to the Moon, The Best Is Yet to Come, I've Got You Under My Skin, and The Wee Small Hours, That's Life. We could go on and on. It's all in there. And it's going to be a fantastic stage show. We can only hope it comes to Chicago, probably in 2027, because it takes a specific part of Sinatra's life where he's really on the skids. He's left his wife. The public hates him now because he's getting divorced. He's with Ava Gardner, and he was going broke. So it's a real interesting part of his life that's part of this play. And the play includes all the hot songs, plus the fact the estate is in full cooperation. So they had access to every song and all kind of Frank Sinatra tidbits.
Well, his life can provide quite a great story. Here's a little bit of the music from the new CD. Sinatra the Musical in London, and it starts this summer, Cindy?
It starts June 3rd, Bob, and it goes all the way through April 10th of 2027. So if you have a yen to go fly to the London airport, that would be a great choice. I would love to do that. I think you should send me for the show just to give a report back on this.
Yeah, only if I can go with. Okay. Let's talk about Robert Pattinson. And there's a trailer that dropped for his new movie. How does it look?
It looks amazing, and you will never know it's Robert Pattinson. It's a film called Primetime. A24 dropped the first trailer yesterday. He plays Chris Hansen. Remember him? He's the former Dateline NBC host of To Catch a Predator. And remember, that was the show where they had these horrible predators and kids, and Chris Hansen would interrupt something horrible that was about to happen. And this is going to become a new film, directed by documentarian Lance Oppenheim, very good filmmaker, set in 2006 when the bulk of the series episodes ran. And remember the tagline? He's a journalist who takes on the underworld of crime and changes television forever. And that movie's out this fall during awards season. And Pattinson, the cool thing he did, remember Chris Hansen had a very odd way of speaking, and Pattinson completely nails it.
Interesting. And this is going to be streaming?
This is going to be in theaters. I think this is his shot before he's Batman again. And he's in a bunch of other movies. He's in The Odyssey this summer. He's in Dune Part 3. Big year of Robert Pattinson. He's with Denzel in a Netflix movie called Here Comes the Flood. But before any of that, this is going to come out a little bit of Oscar bait for him.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And we have superhero news today, don't we?
You know, superhero fans, you cannot mess with them, Bob, because when HBO dropped their exciting trailer for Lanterns, which is the new Green Lantern, the fans said, no, we don't think so. There wasn't enough green. There wasn't enough magic. Some fans wrote that it looked like True Detective with a superhero, and they went back and cut another trailer to put all that stuff back in. I got to say, that's kind of good that they listened to the fans. Same premise as the old days. It's about a guy who uses a sci-fi alien ring to create objects out of this green light. And it has a great cast, though. It's Aaron Pierre, who plays Jon Stewart, and then Lantern legend Hal Jordan is played by Kyle Chandler, who's always good in everything.
Yeah.
And they're dealing with Earth-based mysteries and investigating things in the heartland. And that premieres pretty soon, August 16th.
Yeah, I became a Kyle Chandler fan when he did that show that was in Chicago. They did it in Chicago. What was it called? Early Edition. Remember when the cat brought him Tomorrow's Newspaper? I always liked
right. That
one. That was a good one.
Friday Night Lights.
He was great, yeah. Off Campus is a big hit. And for people who aren't familiar with it, tell us about this show that is all about hockey,
which is becoming such a hot sport with women and men. I have never mentioned yet that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup, Bob, but mm-hmm. That's a whole other thing.
I know.
But this is Off Campus. It's a fictional thing on Prime about college hockey players, and it is huge. It's the third most watched debut series in the history of Prime, 36 million viewers a week. And they can't make season two fast enough. It's tracking above hits like The Boys, and it's mostly female viewers who just love hockey players. Mm-hmm. So Prime is thrilled about this, and it's based on a book series by Ellie Kennedy.
Off Campus. And finally, we have a little animal story here about the turtles from Rocky.
You remember, this is such a great trivia question. Remember when Rocky brought Adrian to his apartment for the first time and introduced her to, quote, the family, which was these two turtles in a bowl, Cuff and Link? Well, you got to give it to Stallone, an animal lover. He had that dog, Buckus, for years, and now he still has Cuff and Link. Now, let's remember, Rocky was released in 1976, but Cuff and Link, like most little pet turtles, they can live up to 75 years. So he said, you know, they're in his house, they're enjoying their, you know, turtle star life, and they're thriving still. Little Cuff and Link.
Cuff and Link. I'm sure they have their own Instagram by now.
Sure.
Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.